want to ask you a few questions about Hayden and the day so far. So I'll let them go at it.
Hey, Ronnie, it's Mike. The first question, why was Hayden the pick there?
Well, our guys really liked him. You know, he's a very big, mobile defenseman. He's got a lot of upside, and, you know, we were really pleased that he was sitting there at 7 when we were picking.
Hey, Ron, Corey at Kings Country. Jim had a pretty openly stated policy of not taking defensemen in the first round. Obviously, that's something that you didn't necessarily stick to. Did that change for you at all?
No, you know, I think when we looked at our depths in our system, you know, certainly we could use help forward. We also felt we could use help at D. When you're picking at 7, you're going to take the guy that you think is the best player available to move forward in your organization. And, you know, it didn't matter if it was a forward or a defenseman. You know, pretty tough to take the goaltender there, but if he was the best one, we would have looked at that too. So, you know, we just felt where we were picking that we got to make that choice. Hayden's our guy, and we're pleased to have him.
Ronnie, it's Luke. Early to say, obviously, but a big defenseman like this that can have a longer development curve. Do you see him at this point likely going back to Red Deer next year, or would you consider opening a spot here for him?
Well, I think normally when you look at defensemen, they take a little longer to develop. So, you know, I don't want to put any pressure on the kid and say that he's going to be here in the fall. I think we'll bring him into our conditioning camp here in a few weeks. We'll see where he's at. We'll bring him back in the Traverse City and then into our main camp and take a closer look at him. But certainly we don't want to rush him at this point. If he needs time in Red Deer, you know, that's a good program with good coaching. We'll send him back there and let him develop. But we want to do what's right for him long-term in the organization, long-term.
Ron, it's Peter Kachopoulos, Toronto Sports Network. The scouting reports in the media were that he has both the offensive skill and defensive skill and could develop either way. Was that a positive in looking to select him?
Sorry, Peter, I had a tough time hearing all that. You said something about...
Sorry. When in selecting him, he was scouted as having both offensive and defensive capabilities. Was that a positive for you guys to look at, you know, that he can develop either as a strong blue line defender or offensive defenseman as you need him in the future?
Well, yeah, we think you think he's the type of D for today's game. He's big, you know, and he's mobile, which skates extremely well. You know, I saw him play with the U18s in Finland. I spent a lot of time talking with Kevin Dineen, who was his coach over there at the tournament. And, you know, he's solid because of his size and his mobility defensively. And you know, there is some offense to his game. You know, I think that will develop more in time. But he was running the power play over in Finland. I'm not sure, you know, if that's necessarily where he'll be going forward, but certainly showed some capability at that.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Ron, this is Chip Alexander. I know you talked about being in Finland, and I think he was picked the best defenseman over there. Is that how big a factor was that in the way he played in that tournament itself that maybe, you know, convinced you he was the right guy?
Well, I mean, you know, he had a great tournament. He was voted the MVP in that tournament. You know, I don't know if that's a specific one thing. I think our scouts spent a lot of time on the road. You know, we got guys that cover the Western Hockey League a lot. When we sat around the table and started talking about players, they were adamant that this is a guy that should be in our mix. And you know, you trust what they see. Fortunate for me, I was able to see this kid myself, which gave me a little bit more comfort level as well.
Ronnie, you mentioned before the draft on NHL Network that you weren't very active at this point in terms of the trade market. Are you not instigating moves yourself, or people not calling? What's the source of the lack of activity?
No, you know, I think right from day one, Luke, I said that I'm not opposed to moving anybody if it's a deal that makes our team better. You know, I explored some things on the market. There really wasn't anything that I felt, you know, made our team better. So I'm not just going to move a guy for the sake of moving it, or moving a guy, you know, to move money kind of thing. It has to make sense for our team going forward. I mean, you don't want to give up an asset for nothing. So, you know, we looked at some things, and nothing really materialized to this point. So that's kind of the situation we're sitting in.
Do you think that the where the cap number came in, which may have surprised some teams, might open up opportunities to work around and get a guy that a team has to unload if it's someone that's appealing to you?
Yeah, you know, I think it'll be interesting. I mean, you know, I think a lot of teams are thinking that number might be a little bit higher, a million or two higher. So that may spur some activity here going forward. You know, for us, we'll kind of sit back and relax and see what happens.
Ron, it's Mike again. Back to the pick of Hayden. Have you had a chance to talk to him? And if you did, what struck you when you talked to him, like a maturity level or how he presents himself?
Yeah, no, I was actually in on the interview we had with him in the combine in Toronto yesterday for another interview. Just a very mature kid, very solid. No issues with this kid going forward. Everything checks out, and very intelligent, very bright in the conversations. Quizzed him on some hockey things, and hockey sense seemed good. So everything checked out prior to making the selection tonight.
Hey, Ron, Todd Gibson, WNCN TV. Could you maybe compare Hayden to somebody that's already out there, defensive wise, style of play that folks might be familiar with?
I think the name that people would throw out there, in some circles, you know, he kind of skates like a Jay Bouwmeester type player. Very mobile on his thing. I know he's 6'3", 200 plus pounds, but he does skate like Bouwmeester. So, that would be somewhat, I guess, a little comparable.
Ronnie, seeing you've got Pittsburgh ties, one great move to send Rod to the podium. Talk a little bit about the reception that Rod got from the Philadelphia fans.
It was what we were hoping for. I mean, he deserved that. We talked about this about a month ago. I asked Rod if he'd be willing to come to Philly with us, and I wanted him to make the selection. He said, "You sure?" And I said, "Yeah, absolutely." So, it was great for him to be here. He's worked extremely hard since the season ended. He just hasn't taken the summer off. He's been in the office and helping me and doing a lot of things, watching videos and so forth. So, certainly well deserved it. And you get to come here and make that pick, and I think it was a great response by the Flyer fans. I'm not surprised.
That's good. Everybody's
good. Yeah, thank you,
thanks,
Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Ronnie. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, guys.
No, we're just going in order that we can get people.